Anyway, Joey is here.
Yay!
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Doesn't hey, feel like thanks for coming. Invite me back again.
2 weeks since you were here last.
No,
it probably was about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Now, this subject matter is right up my street. Although I don't think I need help with this because I don't have an issue with sleeping. But anyway, you're going to talk to us about how to improve our sleep so that we can continue to look and feel our best.
Yes. Sleep is a big thing that I know a lot of us and probably you listeners out there struggle with the most, and especially when it comes to just being productive and feeling and looking great as well. So I thought it was a great subject to touch on with you guys today, basically. So super excited for this.
Okay.
Sleep is the most important thing in my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I don't get enough, everyone knows about it. if I've slept well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
She had a good night's sleep last night. That's why she's in a good mood
That's
today.
Buzzing.
Yeah.
How many hours did you get, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I like to go for a full nine if possible.
Did you? Really?
But I didn't last night, but
really
that would be my norm if I could.
Can I just interject on this, actually? I don't know whether you've heard, but I heard on the news yesterday. You know how, like, the government or some department like to tell us how many portions of fruit and vegetables we're supposed to be eating a day? Apparently, they're now going to come up with guidance to tell us how many hours sleep we're supposed to have based on something, you know, how old we are, you know, all these sorts of things.
I thought 8 hours or 7 to 8 hours is...
That's the recommended.
7 to 9. We'll touch on it in a minute.
Because I find that uninterrupted sleep is better than... Like, I can go to bed early, but wake up, and I still feel not as good as if I've just slept solidly with no one waking me up.
Yeah. I would be honest, it's a bit tricky for you guys who've got kids as well. But hopefully with today, with these tips and little insights, you'll help just manage it a little bit better and improve the quality. That's all I'm about today is improving the quality that you get. As best you can, because like I said, it will have like a knock-on effect throughout the day. And I know it's a big subject that, you know, I used to struggle with it myself for years and just kept waking up. And I know a lot of people still do that as well. And it is always sort of a grey area of what to do and what to implement to help improve it. But how many hours do you get, Tim?
It really varies. Sometimes I can only get 5 or 6, and other times I can quite happily have 12.
Wow.
So it really does vary, and I'll sleep whenever, wherever. If you tell me I can have a nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll quite happily have a nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's funny, isn't it?
Whether it's blazing hot sunshine outside or middle of winter, I don't mind. I'm easy.
Yes, it's interesting here in the UK because we're different to the Europe. They have siestas and their whole schedule.
I love that idea.
Nightlife. Mm. Yeah, it's nuts. But over here, I mean, especially I'm going to provide some tips, but yeah, our lifestyles are completely different to that. Completely different. But hopefully today you have some sort of like insights on how you can improve your quality of sleep and, like I said, look and feel your best. So if you're trying to, you know, improve your body shape or, you know, try and reduce health markers, you know, sleep is always my go-to. It's something that I always track with clients, and it's something that has helped them massively over the years, is improving the quality of sleep, which I'm going to go into now.
How do you track it? Do you use an app?
Yeah, so I have various methods. Have you seen?
You don't sit. You don't sit in their bedroom next to them and make notes.
Imagine that. Oh man! But you've seen a rise, right, in fitness watches, Fitbits, and trackers. So those are the most easiest ways of tracking. But I actually, as you can see, my wrists are empty. I actually use my phone. So I use an app called Sleep Cycle, and I've got more on this in a minute, but. I find these apps are quite useful because they actually record the audio. So
sleep. You hear yourself snoring.
Yeah. I just found that out this week. It's brilliant.
What, did you snore?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, I know she's listening, we've found recently that I've like little periods of snoring. So it's quite interesting.
So I can record my husband snoring because he doesn't believe it's as bad as it is.
Yeah. And it's always funny because you'll go back and say, hey, you snored, right? And they'll deny it.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Well, now you've got... You've got
sleep cycle.
I'm
getting this now.
Yeah. But hopefully today. I mean, because we all know about the negative impacts that happens with not having enough sleep, especially from a point of view of trying to get in shape. And if you're one who's, you know, on the career ladder, you know how much of a struggle it is and how getting little sleep can impact you for the rest of your day. And it brings me on the first actual tip that I've got is actually it starts in your morning routine. believe it or not. So actually getting good quality sleep actually starts within your morning routine, which right. no one really thinks of, because we correlate sleep with going to bed, right? But actually, you've got two options in the morning. You can either go option A, wake up, get up, start your day. Option B, hit the snooze button. And hitting that snooze button, I know there's a lot of listeners out there who do that, and it massively impacts the rest of your day, because you're still in this sleep cycle, which I'll get onto now. But yeah, so the sleep cycle is sort of like periods of when we have our sleep, which lasts from sort of like 90 to 110 minutes, right? But they have periods in our hours of sleeping that our body and our brain wakes up and then go and back into that sleep cycle. So what happens is we've sort of, our lifestyles are massively changed, obviously, but if you're someone who hits the snooze button, you are then telling your brain, right, to go back to sleep.
Hmm.
So that's the sleep inertia effect. So, you know, when we wake up, we hit snooze, what do you you kind of feel groggy, don't you? You feel very low in energy. You feel like, oh, I haven't had enough hours sleep. I feel rubbish. And that's because you've snoozed.
You've effectively woken
up
midway through a cycle.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So that's what we've got to try and get good at, guys, is actually just, it will take time. It will take time, but getting up and saying to yourself, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, up, and getting up and not hitting snooze.
What happens if you're someone like me that manages to wake up somehow preempting the alarm, and very rarely does my alarm actually wake me up? I'll set it, but I'll normally wake up naturally a few minutes before the alarm goes off. Is that good?
That's very good. It's very, very good. It's very, very good. So you're one with your body clock as such.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's called your circadian rhythm.
And if my alarm does wake me up, then I wake up grumpy because I've let my alarm beat me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, obviously, I'm not a sleep expert.
You're not?
I'm a trainer, but you know, all these lifestyle...
I thought you knew everything.
I wish I knew everything.
And are you supposed to wake up at the same time every day, regardless?
Obviously, yeah.
Of if it's the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you can get into that habit of sleeping in the weekends, can't you? And you're always forever having to play catch up.
You don't recommend the lie-in then?
So, schedule it. Be smart of it. So, if you know you need 7 hours to function, work with that time. So, like, I actually wake up at 5 in the morning. Something that I've just recently started to do in the last month. So, I've got a habit of that now. But then I go to bed the same time, so like 9:30, 10. So, I know what time roughly I need to get that good quality amount of sleep for me to function properly throughout the day. And you know how you feel if you don't have enough sleep. You feel, like I said, groggy, tired, grumpy, and it massively impacts your day, your food choices, your training, if you're into exercise, you know, how you talk to other people. You notice you massively have an impact on that because of the sleep. And it's all down to that first morning routine. So either hitting sleep, hitting the snooze button, or getting up. And you've got to get up. You've got to get up and get moving, which is the next point. But
okay,
do you guys just get up, or do you hit the snooze?
I have to get up because I have to get the children ready for school. But cool, if it was my choice, I don't get up until the last possible moment. So I will put it off and I will lie there. Even if I'm awake, I'll still lie there thinking... but eventually I have to get up.
Yeah, not perfect all the time. I have slept in. I'm not going to lie to the listeners and say, oh yeah, I'm up every day at 5 a.m. you know, playing the Rocky theme tune and getting my workout.
Go out for a run.
You're supposed to do exercise first thing though, aren't you? Get your body moving, is that
not
right?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
You can plug and play. I hate exercise in the morning.
Do you?
I tend to find I train most clients in the morning, but I get up and walk. So my form of exercise, as you were, is actually walking, which actually does get me onto the second point, is getting moving. Up and moving up with the light. It's really important that you get up with the light. So a form of walking is great because you're actually, when you're up, you feel way better, and you're already getting your heart rate up, and all your other hormones are coming into play, the ones that are responsible for alertness, readiness, that sort of thing, decision making. They all sort of come out awake because of the brain's alert. And like I said, you've now come out of that sleep cycle. So you want to get up and get moving, because again, you're going to get that sort of mental fatigue, I call it the mental hangover. If not, you know. So getting up, getting moving is massively important.
So you're waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning at the moment, but
I'm getting up at five.
What when we get into the winter and it's dark at 5 o'clock in the morning? Will you not do that?
It will be challenging
because that's not good for you, isn't it? To wake up when it's dark outside.
Yeah, there are some studies that show, like especially in the dark, like you know, when it comes to dark, our body sees that as restfulness. It sort of doesn't want to get up,
yeah,
does it?
Because you effectively go to bed and it's dark and you wake up and it's dark.
So, you know, so we get up in the light, go home in the dark, and you know, go to sleep in the dark. I'm going to find it challenging, I'm not going to lie, but I'm into it. When you're in a routine, in a habit, it's a lot easier. So I've now done it in the summer because I can see myself doing it in the winter because it's already a habit.
Right.
The hardest bit, I think, right, there's different studies that show like habits form in 30 days, but I've noticed you've seen a dramatic increase in myself from doing it a month, and a few others who have joined me on this journey of getting up at 5 a.m. They've seen a massive improvement as well in terms of their... You know, their sleep has been massively impacted for the good, for the better, and they're getting more stuff done in their day, they're more productive, got more energy, their workouts are improving. But we'll see how the next challenge will be in the winter, because obviously you haven't got sunlight.
But my husband gets up at that time to go to work every day, and he has done for years, but he is shattered by 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much asleep on the sofa.
Bless him. Yeah. So, it's normal. It's normal.
Yeah.
Because you get used to a routine. Your body gets used to it. We're creatures of habit. And we've got a habit of waking up early, going to bed at a reasonable time. Yeah. It'll massively benefit him down the line. But it's more so about, like I said, the quality of sleep. Because most of us can function on, like, what? I've seen clients function on 5 hours and they feel great.
Yeah, and so, some people say that they don't need very much sleep to function. No. Some people can quite happily have 4 or 5 hours and that's it, and that's fine, and they're used to that.
Yeah, and what I like going back to the whole morning thing, is actually you want to get up in the morning because that's where like our master sleep hormone, melatonin, plays a big role, because actually it shuts off during the light and then massively sort of massively uses its power in the evening, which I'll get onto, but it charges up like a battery. So if you're not waking up with the light, you know how you feel when you don't get any sunlight, you don't get your vitamin D, you feel quite low, like your energy levels take a massive hit. But like I said, it helps improve the production of that melatonin, that master sleep hormone, but that gets massively impacted as well by a few lifestyle stuff that we have going on, which we'll touch on in a minute.
Okay. Shall we take a break and do some travel on the song? We'll come back and carry on this conversation because I find it interesting. Hope the listeners do too. Right, it's 9:59. We're talking about sleep and how to improve your sleep with Joey. We've talked about so far things like making sure that you get a certain amount of sleep overnight, ideally somewhere between seven and 9 hours.
Run about that mark. Yeah, we've also talked
if you
about,
can. Don't snooze.
Yeah, stop snoozing and getting up and get moving straight thing in the morning. And the last insight is actually, this is going to relate to a lot of listeners, is the use of electronics in the night. I'm a culprit of this as well before, of looking at my laptop and phone right before I go to bed.
Yep.
And we're just talking off air, weren't we, Tim, of how it doesn't affect you in any way.
No.
But it does affect a lot of people.
Yeah.
And this is the first thing that I look at with a client, is I ask them what their bedtime routine is like. And 9 times out of 10, they watch TV, binge Netflix, or they're on their phone checking emails or something.
So I'll go to bed. I won't always watch TV in bed, but I'll normally just go to my bedroom, get ready for bed, get into bed, and then I will flick through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, do all of that, watch some YouTube videos maybe, or I'll listen to a podcast or something like that. And something like that, but involves me looking at the screen for a while.
Yeah.
Then that relaxes me and gets me ready for bed.
Interesting. Because what blue light, basically the electronics that we use every day, guys, can have a negative impact on the sleep, because it basically stops the production of the melatonin from the pineal gland because of the blue light. So blue light is interfering with our eyes. Mm. It's then sort of registered into our brain as a signal like, oh, it's still light, still, you know, I still want to be alert, still wake up. But there, like I said, there's a few of us that can just get to sleep with just like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
It's funny. But it's interesting. There's some studies out now, like how, you know, how massively negatively it impacts sleep, and how it can take a long time, you know, take a long time for you to unwind and actually get to sleep as well. So it's a lifestyle fix that a lot of us could change. I recommend, I always say to clients and people who sort of message me on this subject, is just try half an hour before you actually go to bed. Because Liz, you said about you read, don't you?
Mm.
You read before you go to bed, which is great, because I bet you just drift off, right? You
yeah,
just
definitely.
Drift off. And, you know, imagine getting a text from someone or message. It's instantly getting you anxious and alert.
I leave my phone downstairs. Yeah. I can't bear it in the bedroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd never, ever have it next to me.
Can't bear the phone being more than a few inches away from me.
But I use mine for my alarm, so, you know, I've basically got into a routine. And I'll put it half an hour before I go to bed.
Yeah.
I chuck my phone upstairs, just chuck the, I was sort of saying to you, Liz, about the Sleep Cycle app. That's my alarm. Chuck that in and don't touch it.
See, I have kids and a cat. That'll do. That's my alarm. I'll lend you my kitten and my six-year-old.
Rather than having the phone like on the bedside table, some people I know have it on the other side of the room so that it's not within reachable distance of them if they feel like picking it up.
Yeah,
but it is close enough for them to obviously have the alarm.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And it is in a bit of an addiction, isn't it? But yeah, it's interesting. I was sort of looking at a study the other week, and a recent study actually. There's a group of 13 individuals that basically were subjected to the phone, tablet, and were playing games, you know, watching Netflix, watching movies before they went to bed, and found that, you know, that a 2-hour exposure to light actually suppressed the production of melatonin by 22%. So that's which is massive. It's a couple of hours. Like, it's negatively impacted the quality of your sleep. So I mentioned before, you know, the numbers are great, but it's the quality of sleep that we're trying to improve. Mm.
See, I don't even have a TV in my bedroom at all, ever. So I never fall asleep watching telly either. I watch TV downstairs, switch it off and go up stairs to bed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a good habit. It's a great habit.
Yeah, or have a bath before bed. That's another one I swear by.
Bath, but yeah. Anything that's going to like relax you, unwind you. So I'm a massive fan of, you know, people don't like eating in the evening. I actually like save my carbohydrates for the evening because they release serotonin, the feel good hormones.
Okay.
So what would you have to eat then, like a sandwich?
So I have my staple, as I'd say, is sort of in a minute I've changed it, but it was Greek yogurt, sort of like dark chocolate, a banana, and like fruit basically, and I'd have that. You know, it depends what sort of stage I'm at. Sometimes I'm trying to build muscle, so I'd have like oats, like porridge. Weird thing to have in the evening, but it's a carbohydrate. Just make sure I hit my calorie intake for the day. But if I'm trying to lose a little bit of body fat, I'm trying to reduce my calories, then this comes in. This is one of my favourite little dessert bowls in the evening. But yeah, saving carbohydrates to the evening, it's not going to make you gain a load of weight. It's a myth. It's actually going to help reduce, like, unwind you. You know how good you feel when you eat carbohydrates. You feel quite sleepy, quite tired, don't you?
Mm.
So, you know, save them till before we go to bed. You're going to see a massive, massive improvement there. But yeah, those are my tips. So, rule of thumb, like, if you do struggle with sleep, you know, you need to do something about it, because you know how negatively it's going to impact you for your day, how you feel and how you look. So even those little tips that I've just said, those insights, you know, one change will help. Yeah. Massively.
It's a very broad question, if you can give me a quick answer to it.
Yep.
Does a lack of sleep translate to you more likely to put on weight?
It has been shown, because it affects your eating habits for the next day. Your training as well negatively impacts that. You're high at risk of injury. Actually skipping the gym. I know that I'm really tired.
Yeah.
The likelihood of you skipping the gym is quite high. And again, has it correlations with food, you know, your mental state, your energy levels. You're going to make poorer decisions, and you're not going to function as better as if you have that 7 to 9 of deep quality sleep. But yeah, I hope those tips have resonated with you guys. And please, if you've got any messages, feel free to message me on Facebook and Instagram on Warrior Project. I'd be happy to help. But yeah, thanks for having me on again, guys.
You're welcome.
You're great, Joey. We love talking to you.
We're
gonna
you guys.
See you hopefully in September when we're
back.
Oh,
of course. Yeah, of course.
So Warrior Project, remind us of how they can get in touch with you.
So I'm always on Facebook. I'm doing my Facebook lives. I'm always posting on social media. You can check me out on there, Warrior Project, Instagram as well. Just type in my name, Joey Eisen, and on Google search as well. So yeah, any questions you have, guys, fire away. I'd be more than happy to help.
Cool.
But thanks again, guys. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Joey.
If you missed any of that, you'll find it's a podcast. And likewise, as I said earlier, all of Joey's interviews that we've done in the last couple of months, you can find those all as podcasts as well on the Cambridge 105 radio website.